Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, worms and social media. It has to do with an effort by veterinarian and UK Gluck Equine Center assistant professor Martin Nielsen. His research has to do with parasites, but part of the story is how they will use the internet and crowdfunding to support that work.
What crowdfunding does is that you get out to the person at the bottom of the pyramid that may not afford to donate a huge amount, but small amounts of money, like $20, $50, and that sort. The whole game is to just get enough, to get a big enough crowd. And if you get the crowd big enough, then you can raise substantial funds.
They've gotten support from the equine media, which through its internet efforts spreads the word on this equine crowdfunding endeavor. Nielsen says artists use it to open exhibits. Musicians may to complete an album. They'll use it to fight worms.
Because if there's one thing that any horse owner, regardless of where they live and what they do and what they use the horse for, if there's one thing all these people have in common, it's the parasites. All horses have them, and every horse owner deals with them in some sort of fashion.
More on their research and its funding in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
We're back with UK Gluck Equine Center Assistant Professor Martin Nielsen on their crowdfunding effort and the need there to be creative.
I came up with a catchy line there, let the germs get the worms. I thought that sounded neat and would maybe gain some attention from people.
They've hit their first goal, raising $5,000 to build on existing science to test a bacterial product to fight roundworms.
You get the different kinds of parasites in a petri dish, and then we have a systematized way to evaluate the efficacy in vitro, as we call it, so just outside the animal.
Eventually, they hope to develop a probiotic to feed to horses to fight an array of parasites. But first comes the funding and that initial work in the petri dish.
And once we've established that, and we've looked at what concentration it takes and which parasites it works against and all that. There are lots of different parasites infecting a horse, so we like that information broken down by parasite type.
Further down the road, success with this initial work could have wider agricultural application for ruminants, cattle, sheep, and goats. In the meantime, their crowdfunding continues. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.